This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, April 24th. God's word to you today is the saints. This is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 1, verse 7, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "To all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Yesterday, we saw from God's word that Jesus calls us saints even while we're alive and well. The only thing that qualifies us to be saints is the blood of the Lamb. They tell us, for instance, in the Catholic Church, that to ascend to the sainthood, the person must fulfill the following. Firstly, the person must have been dead for 5 years. Secondly, the person must have done a great work for Christ, which is why they idolize the Peters of this world. They have done a great work. Thirdly, the person's bishop must apply after 5 years that the person is considered. The fourth step is it comes to the papacy. Next, after he has gone through different processes, then the person is canonized and then declared a saint of the church. Jesus says that you are saints already. I know some of us will struggle with this truth even right now. Read it yourself from scripture. Ephesians 1 verse 1 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and are faithful in Christ Jesus." We see from scripture that Paul was addressing people that are alive. Peter says being a saint has nothing to do with the works these people have done. What qualifies them to be saints is the work that Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. That is what qualifies us to be saints. When we stand before God, we stand blameless, not because we have built 20 churches or set up churches, or we have done great works. We stand blameless, not because God has healed the sick and raised the dead through us. Those things are great, no doubt, but that is not what makes us saints. What makes us saints is the complete work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. That work is so complete. There is nothing anybody can add to it. Nothing. If you are given to titles, you can legitimately append saint to your name and you will be correct. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. God always, always, always relates to a local church, to the body. You will find this repeatedly in the book of Revelations. God addressing the churches in different locations. The truth is, a Christian that is not part of or a member of a local church is an orphan. I know some people claim to be spiritual and not religious. If you really are spiritual, you will be in Christ, and you cannot divorce Christ from his body. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Precious Jesus, I thank you for your blood. Precious Jesus, I thank you for your body broken for me. As I remember all you've done for me, your perfect sacrifice in victory. I remember all you've done for me, oh God, and I worship you today. I worship you today. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.